The sauce?
Okay. What do you call food to take between regular meals?
Snacks.
Okay. Okay, when you get up in the morning and sit down at the breakfast table, you start to...
Drink coffee.
Uh-huh. And after you drink coffee, then you...
Eat.
Okay. You might say, yesterday I...
Ate breakfast.
Okay. And every week I will...
Eat breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And 7 times this week I have...
Eaten.
Okay. What do people drink for breakfast?
What do they drink?
Mm-hmm.
Depends on where you are. Some people drink coffee, some drink tea, some drink Postum, mm-hmm. some drink milk.
Okay. How is it that you make coffee?
How do I make it? Put, at this house I put 4 cups of water in the percolator.
Mm-hmm.
Put 2 measured tablespoons of Maxwell House coffee, put the top on, put it on the stove, and if I want to get up at a certain time, set the timer to have the coffee. If I want to get up at 6:30, know I'm going to get up at 6:30, set the coffee timer to come on at 6:15, so my coffee's ready at 6:30 when I get up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I make the coffee, and my wife taught me how to make coffee that way.
Okay.
But the secret of good coffee is measure. Don't guess anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just kind of...
Well, the secret of all your cooking is measuring, knowing what you put it in.
Mm-hmm. This should be consistent from time
right.
to time.
Right. That's right.
Okay.
Some people like coffee stronger than we do, but we know we use hay if the directions say, and it makes the coffee just like the two of us like it.
Oh, all right.
And we drink it straight.
Straight up, man.
Yep. Okay. No cream, no sugar.
Okay. What is it that you usually drink when you're thirsty?
A water.
Mm-hmm. You might come in and get a...
Coke, some people, but not me. I haven't drunk 1 in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Some drink, I drink iced tea.
Okay. What do you usually put water in?
To drink or glaze?
Okay. What different kinds of glasses do you have?
I have tea glasses, water glasses, juice glasses,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's about 4 or 5 kinds all we have here.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a glass with a little stem on the bottom of it?
Oh, goblets.
Uh-huh.
Got plenty of them in there.
Okay. Say if you were getting a drink of water and glass fell out of your hand, what might happen to it? It will
break.
Okay. If it happened yesterday and you were telling me about today.
I broke the glass yesterday, dropped it and broke it.
Okay. And then you might say I have...
Replaced it.
Or if you've done it 3 or 4 times and you're watching the scalp, you might say I have...
I have replaced it.
Mm-hmm. Or if it dropped 3 times or something?
I've broken 3, but I've broken 2 before. And this is the 3rd one.
Mm-hmm.
And we're changing up. Those are better glasses, and we're going to put those aside and use some of these. What former was 10-cent store glasses, now they're dollar store glasses.
Right, exactly. Okay,
I got to quit in 10 minutes.
Okay, fair enough. If I ask you how much did you drink, you might say I...
Drank a glaze.
Okay.
Or a cup, depending on what I was drinking.
Okay. Then you might ask me how much have you...
Drunk.
Okay. Okay. When somebody comes in, a stranger comes in, to dinner and they're kind of standing around the table waiting to eat, what might you say to them?
Did you have something to drink?
Mm-hmm. Or if your wife has food on the table and everybody's just kind of waiting there, what would you say to have them?
Be seated.
Okay. Somebody comes in to eat, and you ask him, won't you have a
seat?
Okay. And they would
have a seat.
Or down.
Sit down.
Okay. If somebody came in